Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Welcome to 2 out of 3 Brothers podcast. We are 2 out of 3 brothers talking.
We are talking.
We decided to change the name of the podcast without enough time for me to come up with a tagline.
That's fine. Right, we've got segments now, so I'll just come up with themes.
Welcome to the 2 out of 3 Brothers podcast, where two brothers talk.
Yep.
How are you, Brett?
I'm good, Lee. How are you?
Good, good. New segments because I've got the ADHD, so I'm surprised really nothing else has changed. I'm surprised we've lasted a year before changing
and
the format.
One was my suggestion.
Yeah.
So
yeah. We have a t-shirt. I actually think this t-shirt's really cool.
It's really comfortable.
It's a very
nice
t-shirt.
Oh, we're not doing that anymore.
I do recommend this. This is some merchandise from Pride of Our Footscray. More specifically from Superbia, the cocktail bar within Pride of Our Footscray. Meta doesn't like what it says. So you will have seen on our Facebook and Instagram story last week that I had to hide this little spot. So you couldn't find it on our Facebook story. It says G-Spot.
It says G-Spot.
So G-Spot is a cocktail at Superbia that Mon invented, and it is delicious.
It's a nice cocktail.
And as the t-shirt says, our last recommendation, not last. Our recommendation is to try Mon's G-Spot at Superbia Cocktail Bar, not a paid endorsement. Although if Mon would like to give me a free G-Spot cocktail,
I will
take it.
Yeah.
I do also like the Toblerone Martinis at Superbia Cocktail Bar. Later this year, at the moment, we are in talks to host an event.
It's all very exciting.
Either at or in a collab with Pride of Our Footscray and Superbia Cocktail Bar and Mon.
Ooh.
Some of our favourite cocktails from Two Drink Cinema.
Oh my God. Can you believe it? I can't wait for them to make the bus that couldn't slow down.
They will look so much better than we made them.
That bus that couldn't slow down one is our best cocktail that we've made up from something in my head.
Yeah. I hope you've kept the recipes.
Much better than that one we made for Nosferatu. That was just red cordial with vodka and
blood martini.
Anyway.
Yes. Anyway, if you want to go to Pride of Our Footscray, you can say we sent you. It may or may not have an effect on your experience of the night.
Yeah.
But go.
But if you go, text me. I might be there unless, Sarah, if you're listening. Apologies that I was in South Yarra when you messaged me saying, come to Footscray.
I could have dropped you at Pride.
You could have. I really should have. Anyway.
I probably moving would have on. Been okay with going to Pride, actually. More okay than feeling 100 years old
at you the venue felt in old. South Yarra. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of drinks.
Subpar drinks, because it's not made by Mon, nor is it served at Pride about
it's
Footscray.
Subpar.
Well, this is from the Napoleon Cider Company in the Yarra Valley in Coldstream.
Yes.
It is their hard
Louis.
Cider.
Louis. Oh, like Napoleon and then Louis, like the French shit.
Back in 1905, an unfortunate stick versus face incident caused orchard worker Louis Cardenoux to lose his left eye.
I thought it was like a French.
It's like left eye Lopez. This refreshing barrel-fermented apple cider is a tip of the hat to our friend in the field and a tasty reminder to always keep your eyes on the prize. The label only has
that's very
one
in
eye
bad
on
taste.
No, it's in great taste. Well, we don't know. We haven't tasted it
tip of the
yet.
Hat and eye on the prize. So you're making fun of him at the same time that you're like, yay, let's name this after him.
Mate, he's 100 years dead.
You know, it's so cold crushed. Does that mean the apples are cold when they're crushed?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Or they crush it with something cold.
Is that stupid? Like they crush it in a fridge?
It's a good can sound.
Mm. Very good can sound. But unfortunate, it just looks like a silver can now.
Yeah. But
anyway.
I think it's great. I don't think it's in bad taste that they have a single eye on the label either.
Cheers.
It's not sweet. It is hard cider, so I didn't expect it to be.
You know what it's
sweet.
Missing that would make it taste better? Gluten.
The left eye. Or the right eye.
A cornea. The ability to see with depth.
Gluten. Probably. Isn't apple cider gluten-free pretty much anyway?
No, but you know how they, like, when they ferment it, there's gluten involved. Like, beer's all got gluten and shit.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're after a gluten-free cider, this is fine.
Mm.
I expected it to be stronger because I'm used to mercury hard cider, which is two standard drinks. This is 1.3.
That's not that hard.
Mm. I think the hardness is to do with less than sweetness.
Mm. It's because the apples are cold, they're hard when they get crushed.
They're harder, that's how it works.
Okay.
Do you have something to eat?
I have something to eat in transition to our new segment.
Segment number one.
So to make the listener not so shocked that we have a new segment, I am transitioning one segment into another for the first time.
All right.
So our new segment is nostalgia. We need to, like, what nostalgia of the week? That I don't know. We need to come up with a name for it.
Just nostalgia. Let's get nostalgic. Let's get nostalgic in here. Let's get started.
So I was at the Coles.
Just sing it. Just sing it.
Done. Taylor Who, I'm a great songwriter.
The John Williams of podcast intros.
I'm the John Williams of podcast intros.
It is a long quote.
Because I stole that from an artist, like he steals stuff from Hans Zimmer.
Gustav Holst.
Hans Zimmer from Holst. Think from Dvorak. Williams from
John
Dvorak.
John Williams from both Dvorak and Holst. If you listen to Jupiter and listen to Star Wars. Anyway, for the non-classical music nerds listening, what have you got for us to eat?
I was in the Coles.
Remembering and whoa,
let's get cuckoo.
And the good thing about us singing it is it doesn't breach copyright.
Mm. I was in Coles and I was looking for a snack, but then I forgot that we're not really doing that anymore. So I bought a snack.
You could have just been looking for snacks for life.
And I found something that made me nostalgically.
Yeah.
Wagon wheels.
Yep.
Wagon wheels.
Wheels.
Can I just say though? Something that's disappointing.
Don't say size.
Look at the size of them.
I'm going to say that's what she said.
Look at the size. Oh, they say mini on the pack.
For the American listener, okay, I want you to look at the wagon wheel if you're on the YouTube, which would make you an American viewer, not an American listener.
But yeah, or both.
Do not think that this is a choco pie.
This used to be like twice as big and would just come in one singular pack.
Yep.
Right? God, they were good back in the day. I used to love a wagon wheel.
So we had an American living with us, right? We had wagon wheels.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is like a choco pie.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Costco.
Right.
And got the choco pies.
Yep.
Not as good.
Of course.
The biscuit's not as good. There's no jam.
Oh, well, then they're not like a choco
pie. And the marshmallow is too chewy.
Aren't they called something else in... moon pie? What's a moon pie?
A moon pie...
Is that a sex thing?
No.
Okay.
No, a moon pie looks like a wagon wheel.
Right. Moon pie.
Hmm. It all began in 1917.
Oh, God.
When coal miner asked our travelling salesman for a snack as big as the moon.
You know what else was nostalgic for me?
That looks like a scene from Wile E. Coyote.
Sure. But I was like, back in the day when I was eating wagon wheels, I didn't give a shit about a Health Star rating. I still don't give a shit about it, but it wasn't on the pack.
Is it a half a star?
It's half a star.
You know what? Can I tell you something about...
Well, it's chocolate biscuit with marshmallow in it fake jam.
The Health Star rating is a bullshit.
Yeah.
Guess which one of these drinks has a higher Health Star rating?
I think Mon's G-Spot has a good Health Star rating.
Orange juice.
Yep, high in sugar.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Stupid.
Because it's not good for you.
Stupid, stupid.
Mm. Because sugar.
Diet Coke, because it has no sugar and no fat.
Yep.
Orange juice has sugar and fat. But Diet Coke also has none of the good things in it.
Yeah.
It has absolutely zero nutritional value.
Anyway. Speaking of things with zero nutritional value from our childhood, let's grab a wagon wheel.
Jam is made of fruit.
Not this jam.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Yeah.
No. That's so disappointing.
I don't think the biscuit's as good as it used to be.
That's really dry.
They were never moist.
I really used to have more jam. Well, it was twice as big.
You know Arnott's have built a whole factory just to make gluten-free stuff? Because it has to be so separate.
They have gluten-free everything now.
Yeah. I'm going to take these away.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very good for the gluten-free people. They're building a whole factory to keep it separate.
They have gluten-free mint slices, which I'm going to try.
But you're not gluten-free.
No.
But you could be. It's better for your guts, apparently. According to the health fads of the 2000s, don't eat gluten. I'm okay with the wagon wheel.
It's pretty good.
The chocolate's good.
Mmm.
Mmm. It's
There's thin. Something about the ratio that doesn't spark the memory. Memory.
Does not spark joy.
Does not spark joyous memory.
Remembering. Can I tell you, are we wrapping this segment up or what?
Literally. No, go. I don't want to put a limit on nostalgia.
Okay. The chocolate around this reminds me a bit of, together with the marshmallow and the biscuit, one of my favorite biscuits is the marshmallow biscuit.
Oh, that's like a little snow, domey. Like a snow thing.
No,
but well, with no coconut on it.
I fucking love a snow cone. Yeah. A snow dome, whatever they're called.
Snow ball? Snowball? Snow
globe?
I'll bring them in next week.
It's like marshmallow.
Or is it a royal? Marshmallow just covered in, and some of them are white and some of them are pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marshmallow biscuit. It's like a, it's called a marshmallow royal or something.
Yeah, right.
Yes, royals. They're called,
I can picture them now.
Here, I can picture them for you, according to Shutterstock.
That's them.
Those
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They're called royals. Good nostalgia. Yeah, I like a wagon wheel.
I love a wagon wheel.
Mm.
That's great.
You're quite welcome to forget them at my house. If you would not like to take them home.
Good luck with that.
Mm. All right. Are we done?
That's done with remembering and remembering and remembering.
Let's get.
Ooh, ooh.
Good.
That's good.
Can you come up with a song for What's Shitting Me This Week?
Shitting me, shit, shit, shit.
Shitting me this week, shitting me this week. So something that's given me the shits this week.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I've been to 3 different service stations in my local area.
Why? That's a lot of petrol.
The Coca-Cola Corporation. Right?
Yes.
This is a word to you.
Uh-huh.
Where are the bottles of Coke No Sugar?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think there must be a shortage.
You know what? I have also a comment.
Mm.
Why does Coles Melbourne Central have no Coke, normal Coke?
It must all be at 7-Eleven Truganina.
Because they have plenty of Diet Coke. Nobody drinks Diet Coke. Or, as my cousin called it, DC.
No.
Because it saves time. But then I was like, DC. I went, DC Cola? It's not like RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Like LA Ice? I thought I'm more of a Marvel Cola fan.
It's pissing me off.
Just don't go there.
I have been to 7-Eleven Truganina.
Don't go there.
For 10 days straight.
That's depressing.
Don't judge me. Sausage roll for breakfast. Don't judge me any further. No Coke, no sugar bottles. Thankfully, a thing exists that is a 500ml Coke can.
Yeah, I've done that sometimes.
Which I'm a fan of. But it annoys me that this is a time where 7-Eleven have the 2 bottles special, but none of them are the bottles I like.
Why don't you just buy Coke? Why don't you just buy a slab of Coke from Coles?
I do have a slab of Coke, no sugar, from Coles. but I like to go to 7-Eleven, buy a sausage roll in a bottle and drink it and eat it on my way to work.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my little routine.
Yeah.
All right.
It's dumb.
It's a bit of the tism that I've got.
Okay.
All right. It's not dumb.
The alcoholism.
When am I going to walk to 7-Eleven to get a sausage roll with a can of Coke I brought from home?
Oh, do you walk?
Yeah, it's just there.
Oh, okay. As you can see, listeners, it's there.
It's just there.
To the northeast.
You know where it is. I'm not telling the listeners, although...
You just said 7-Eleven Truganina. They can look it up.
There's a lot of houses near 7-Eleven Truganina.
Yeah.
A lot more than there used to be when we moved in.
So what's giving you the shits? Is that the name?
Giving me the shits.
Are we settled on that name?
What about what's going on?
Rant of the week.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know why Axl Rose now sings that song.
What's going on, Coke No Sugar?
I have so I have an etiquette lesson.
Oh, okay.
Etiquette. So.
Is there a song about rules?
How good am I? I got new rules, I'm counting. So.
Yep, done.
Dua Lipa. My etiquette for you, Dua Lipa, is so, I have to say the last couple of weeks, Metro and PTV and the trains, deplorable. Deplorable, that's a word.
Correct.
Or there's some fuckwit that lives in South Kensington who decides that his afternoon activity is going to stand on the train tracks.
Oh, it could be a bit dark.
Last week, well, just hit him. So we can get on with it. Because last week, the trains were delayed every day coming home.
Yep.
One day by like over an hour. Took me 2 hours to get home. Right?
And what's even more annoying about that is the train doesn't actually stop at South Kensington.
Exactly.
It's a useless station to be on the tracks at.
So because it was somewhere between like North Melbourne and South Kensington,
yep.
Everything was stuffed. So all the 5-6 train lines that go through North Melbourne stuffed.
As well as Ballarat and Geelong trains.
Well, I think they were going. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know, but actually. I didn't look at
V-Line.
But anyway. But there's there's an etiquette of the trains.
There's lots of etiquette of trains.
Back in the day, pre-COVID... Mm-hmm. 9-to-5 workers,
yep.
There's unspoken etiquette rules,
yep.
of getting the train in the peak hour.
Well, actually, for a while, they were spoken. Metro did ad campaigns about it.
So, people who have just entered the workforce are now going public transport into the city.
Yep.
I'm not going to name a particular generation.
Z.
If the train is busy and everybody's standing up, and there's no room, take off your backpack.
Yep.
And put it between your legs on the ground.
Yeah.
Or cradling even on your feet.
On your shoes.
Whatever.
If you're worried about putting it on a train floor.
Take it off your back to create more room so that I don't get hit in the face with a backpack.
Yeah. That's not obvious. But I think people should know and think about it.
Also, there is a method of all the seats are taken, where should I stand?
Yep.
So on certain trains, you walk in and there's like the door, then there's a gap, then there's seats.
Yeah.
If you're the first person that's standing up, go to this gap. Go against the wall.
Yep.
On whatever side of the train your platform that you get off at is at.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
Then you go corner, 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 and then you feel the middle, and then you go down the aisle.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Do not, if you get on at North Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
and then are getting off at Flagstaff, aka one stop.
Yeah.
Don't get on, then go all the way to the other door, only to then, after one stop, have to come out that same door again and make everybody, excuse me, get out of the way. Go in, go, I'm getting off for the next one. I'm just going to stay near the door.
Yeah, but that requires you to speak to strangers, which people don't do. So hang on, your system...
That's if it's not full.
Corner, 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 and then the middle. But you're also saying don't go to the opposite corner if you're getting off at the next stop.
But if it's full and people are already standing there and in the middle and you're getting off after one stop.
Mm.
Get on last.
Can I make a point that people might not know? If you are, if the train is full and full standing.
Yeah.
And you are at the door.
Get off.
You can get off.
Yeah, because it'll let you back on.
It will let you back on. I have had, because I am on a V line.
Mm.
So I get conductors, like it's the 90s. And they will say, the train is full. If you are in the doorway, get off to let other people off. Don't worry, we won't leave without
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trains have rear view mirrors.
Yep.
And cameras above the doors.
Yeah.
They can see if you are at the side waiting to get back on. Yep. They're not going to leave without you.
No. So just get off. Get your backpack. Get off. Get back on. Put your backpack back down on the floor.
Do you want a hot topic question about etiquette?
Yeah.
Can I take my baby to a comedy show?
Oh, it depends if you get your tit out or not.
Well, were they kicked out for breastfeeding or kicked out for crying?
Well, apparently Arj Barker didn't know that they were breastfeeding. So they just were like, your baby's crying, fuck off. That's what I thought would happen.
You know what? I'm on board with that.
No,
your baby's crying, give it a chance. Off.
But also, if it's like any live thing that you go and see, if you're there with a baby and it starts crying, just go, sorry, I got to take the baby out.
But why are you there with the baby?
Well, because you couldn't get a babysitter and you really love Arj Barker, so you have no taste. And then it's like,
Arj Barker's done the same jokes for 20 years. Go and see his show next year when you can, when the kid's old enough to be left at home by themselves. You can,
what, they're, when they're 18 months old, go to the next comedy festival.
Yeah, they're old enough to be left in the car at least.
Yeah.
Go and see Arj then.
Yeah.
Right? I've been to no comedy shows this year because I have other things I'm doing. Comedy will still exist next year.
Yeah.
Or follow Arj on TikTok. All of his jokes will be on his TikTok feed because that's how comedians work these days.
Mm, crowd work. Talk about crowd work. I don't know if that crowd work will be on. Actually, it might be. You reckon somebody would have whipped out a phone and recorded it?
Everybody's been talking about Arj Barker today. And
career over.
No. He's fine.
He's not going to be in the project.
No, he'll be fine.
Although they're not in the good books lately.
Everyone hates the projects, but it's still on her rating.
Even like the, you know, the millennials that give them ratings
The left-wing millennials that are their only audience. Mm,
they're getting their back up about the project, about something. I can't remember what it was.
It's been on long enough.
Yeah.
I know people with and that have had babies.
Yep.
And I recommend to them even.
Yeah.
Don't go if your baby's going to cry. Some things you can't avoid. I don't mind babies on planes.
I do.
Yeah, but you can.
That's unavoidable because you have to get it from A to B.
Because you have to travel. Yeah, and my friend who has, you know, an English husband, they're not going to be, well, we can't travel to see the English family until the child is not crying anymore.
Because so then what, 21?
Grandparents, bloody, well, if you, like me, 40. Yeah. If, because then like what, the grandparents going to meet a 5-year-old?
Yeah.
Some things like that, but find a babysitter.
Yeah, babysitting isn't a new thing. Understand not everybody like can get it. Maybe they cancelled last minute and they still really wanted to go to Arj Barker for some reason.
The fire station doorstep. Like,
I mean,
they'll look after you, baby.
Yeah. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Speaking of fire stations, this just is very off topic.
Cuddle up with the Dalmatian.
I was watching a TV show on Disney Plus.
Was it their Lone Star State
Fire? 911 Lone Star, right?
Did you just watch it because they kiss?
No. I'm a huge Rob Lowe fan. So they're police fire unit.
Yeah, Rob Lowe, you mean the guy from Outsiders?
No, yeah, the guy from Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah.
He was so their unit is called the 126. That's their number.
Okay.
So in the great tradition of Disney Plus, what's the wanky word you use for it?
Pracy, right?
Pracy.
Yep.
slash description for those playing along at home.
Episode description.
Said this was the for the episode.
Yeah.
The 126 responds to emergencies.
Are you sure that's not the one for the whole show?
That was, no, that was like season 3, episode 4, the 126 response to emergencies. And then the funniest thing is, I don't know if they actually responded to any emergencies in this episode.
You know what? The next episode of Abbott Elementary, I don't feel like I need to watch because the description, spoilers.
Oh, Barbara teaches a class.
No.
Is that her name?
It was Melissa lights a candle that causes an emergency at the school. Like, that's too much information. You don't need to tell me all of that.
Do you know who's lobbying to try play her mum?
Quinta Brunson's mum?
No, the Italian. Is that Melissa?
Yeah. Yeah. Schimenti.
Yeah.
Who?
Bette Midler.
Great. Do it. Ayo Edebiri plays
I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there in the universe.
I think Bette's putting it out there in the universe. And she's got at least two or three more followers than we do on Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, she got to have friends.
Good.
He got it. I was like, if I said, I was like, is he going to get that that's a Bette Midler song?
I don't know the song, but I worked out
that
it was going to be a song. Ayo Edebiri, I saw yesterday in an episode, plays Quinta Brunson's sister.
Oh, that's great.
Which is very good.
She's killing it.
I like Ayo Edebiri.
Mm.
So that's our etiquette segment?
Yeah.
Good. Should I? No, I'm going to save my etiquette for next week because something happened Saturday night on the way home from that venue in South Yarra that we mentioned but won't mention the name of. I'm going to tell you something that I watched.
You're not going to pay $15 for a vodka from there again.
I watched a movie.
Uh-huh.
An Australian movie.
So did I.
On binge?
No. Okay. Mine was old and terrible.
Mine was new and not terrible.
Okay.
So, the girl that played Inventing Anna.
Why are you poor? Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And
I forgot her name.
Another girl.
She's in the Ozark.
Is she?
Julia Garner?
Julia Garner.
Yeah.
Yes. Nepo baby?
No.
She's too old to be Jennifer's
she's
daughter.
She's not Jennifer's daughter.
Julia Garner and Jessica Henwick, who has been in Game of Thrones, Iron Fist, Matrix Resurrections, I can't remember, and Glass Onion. Ooh. This girl.
God. I can't really tell upside down. I'll just look it up myself.
You will have seen her.
What's her name? Jessica Henwick.
Henwick. H-E-N-W-I-C-K. They play Canadian backpackers who run out of money.
Oh, yes. She was one of those ones in Game of Thrones. Yep. Yep. There she is. Yep.
The movie is called The Royal Hotel. I didn't mention that. It's a 2023 Australian psychological thriller. It's based on the documentary Hotel Coolgardie by Pete Gleason. So
okay.
Those two, Julia Garner and Jessica Henwick, play Canadian backpackers that run out of money.
Lesbians?
So they take a job at the Royal Hotel, which is in a very rural mining community.
Yep.
And so it is full of drunk, sexist Aussie blokes.
Nice.
It doesn't portray Aussies badly.
Okay.
It portrays drunk Aussie country blokes accurately.
Okay.
Which
okay.
is not good.
Yes.
So any foreign listeners, we are not all like that if you watch this movie. It's a binge original production. So it's an actual Australian production. It's a good thriller. All of the acting's really good. Hugo Weaving is in it, plays the hotel owner.
Hugo Weaving from Priscilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Priscilla, Queen
Not
of the Desert.
Not obscure enough, is
yeah.
it?
No. That's a throw forward to our Two Drink Cinema episode that comes out Friday. I watched the movie. It's good. It didn't get as thrilling as I expected it to.
Right.
And it wrapped up reasonably quickly, but there were quite a few moments of very good tension. And I think it accurately kind of shows, not that I've worked in a very rural pub, I kind of, it accurately shows Aussie life.
Okay.
And Aussie blokes like that pretty well. There's a couple of scenes. There's one scene where one of the girls is the other's like, oh, I can't work here. I can't leave here. I got to go. These guys are awful. He called me a cunt. And the other one's like, it doesn't mean what you think it means here. She's like, no, he said the C word. She's like, yeah, but it doesn't mean that here.
Yeah, it's a good thing here.
Yeah. Because that's actual conversations that I've had with Americans and Canadians. So I know we're not doing it anymore, but I would recommend watching it, partly to support Aussie-made movies, but also because I think it's good.
Cool.
The Royal Hotel, which is on Binge.
Okay, great.
What other segments have we got?
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We said drink and drink, nostalgia, watching recommendations, modern etiquette.
Yep.
So the watching recommendation is going to also lead us into saying watch Batman.
Watch Batman, the original.
Because that's what
1989, Michael Keaton.
That's what we're reviewing on Two Drink Cinema. That episode will be out this Friday.
It will be.
No. Thanks for listening to what is now known as Two Out of Three Brothers. Check out Pride of Our Footscray and Superbia and order Mon's G-Spot. Tell her we send you. Oh, I've got you a present. I forgot about this.
Oh.
I went to Macca's and I found this on the table.
Oh, Malcolm went a badge from the Suncorp Super Netball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was just like, here's a Melbourne Vixens player. I don't know who it is, but Brett will.
MJ Kumwenda.
Is she good?
She's very good. She's pregnant at the moment, so she's not playing, but she's very good.
Maybe that's why someone left her badge on the table.
She's from Malawi.
Oh, okay.
And she plays here.
Suncorp Super Netball player.
There you go. Anyway, Malawi Kumwenda.
I just remembered that. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Very random. I was wondering what it was.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Two Out of Three Brothers. Like and subscribe. The feed will stay the same. So if you've subscribed to Two Out of Three Recommend, we're not moving feeds again. It's going to stay what it is. Watch Batman this week for Two Drink Cinema and join the Two Out of Three Brothers Facebook group. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for listening to Two Out of Three Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.